Well, I knew that Wisconsin had always been a center of liberal thought, not necessarily this kind of political activity. And it was not a pleasant kind of thing to find oneself caught up in. I think all of us were surprised at the violence that developed. Our kids went to a daycare center in the basement of the Congregational Church at Breeze Terrace and University Avenue. And that was right across the street from the ROTC building. And quite often, my wife would have to go in the middle of the day and retrieve our children, who were sitting on the steps with their eyes streaming from tear gas. They came to think that the word student was a dirty word because the students had caused this to happen. It was a time when we didn't have a lot of leisure to reflect on how this was different from the old days. We simply had to try to get by from day to day. My job was to try to give an education to the people who had worked all summer to make the money for this education and had paid their tuition and deserved to get an education. And here were all of these things impeding that. And I guess I was on the side of authority trying to keep things going. And that was not always pleasing to either some of my colleagues or to the students, some of the students.
And just how difficult was that within the Department of English? Was there serious contention?
Oh, the department was ruined. It was split right up the middle. There was bitterness. There were groups of students invading tenure hearings and chanting. There were people marching around with bullhorns and so. Oh yes, all normal academic order broke down, and great schisms and hatreds that never healed. There were lawsuits brought against the faculty by some of the younger faculty, for instance. Oh,
Really?
it was a very destructive time.